is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 6th of February, 2007. It was on this day in 1937, John Steinbeck published his novel Of Mice and Men, the story of two migrant farm workers, George and Lenny. Steinbeck had worked as a farmhand to make his way through college, and he took various jobs, manual labor in California, to support himself as a writer. He'd published two novels, had some success, Tortilla Flat and In Dubious Battle. But he wanted to write fiction that would reach farm workers, be read by them, that also could be made into a play that they could see. And so it would consist almost entirely of dialogue. And he wanted the story to be simple, like a children's story, though it would have a tragic, violent ending. He'd almost finished his first draft of it when his dog chewed the manuscript to shreds, and he had to rewrite the whole thing. It came out on this day, 1937. The play was produced soon after, and both the novel and the play were huge successes. It's been made into a movie 3 times. It's the birthday of the lexicographer Eric Partridge, born in Poverty Bay, New Zealand, 1894, who was one of the first to treat slang as a subject for serious study. At the time, slang words were not included in dictionaries, and Partridge wrote A Dictionary of Slang and Unconventional English, came out in 1937. It was a big success. He went on to write books about the slang in Shakespeare's plays and the history of clichés. Eric Partridge, who said language was created by people, not in a laboratory. It's the birthday of the 40th President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, born in Tampico, Illinois, 1911, who wrote a memoir, Where's the Rest of Me?, in which he wrote about the alcoholism of his father. When the boy was 11 years old, he first came upon his father drunk and passed out on the front porch. Reagan said, "That was my first moment of taking responsibility." Went into broadcasting, then an actor in B-movies. His career as an actor had stalled in the mid-50s. He went into television. Then in 1964, he made a speech at the Republican convention nominating Barry Goldwater, which led to his election as governor of California. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Deborah Garrison, entitled Goodbye, New York, Song from the Wrong Side of the Hudson. You were the big fat city we called hometown. You were the lyrics I sang but never wrote down. You were the lively graves by the highway in Queens, the bodega where I bought black beans, stacks of the times we never read, nights we never went to bed. The radio jazz, the donut cart, the dogs off their leashes in Tompkins Square Park. You were the tiny brass mailbox key, the joy of us and the sorrow of me. You were the balcony bar in Grand Central Station, the blunt commuters and their destination, the post-wedding blintzes at 4 a.m. and the pregnant waitress we never saw again. You were the pickles, you were the jar, you were the prize fight we watched in a bar, the sloppy kiss in the basement at Nell's, the occasional truth that the fortune cookie tells. Sinatra still swinging at Radio City. You were ugly and gorgeous, but never pretty. Always the question, never the answer. The difficult poet, the aging dancer. The call I made from a corner phone to a friend in need who wasn't at home. The fireworks we watched from a tenement roof. The brash allegations and the lack of any proof. My skyline, my byline, my buzzer and door. Now you're the dream we lived before. Goodbye, New York, poem by Deborah Garrison. From The Second Child, published by Random House, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.